SEC stays NASDAQ Bitcoin options approval as CME review advances. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission has formally granted CME Group's petition to review the approval of NASDAQ's Bitcoin options, and it has kept that approval stayed while the review runs. Written statements from interested parties are due August 24th, according to an update posted by Cointelegraph on August 3rd, 2026. The order pulls a product that staff had already cleared back in front of the full commission. Bitcoin was trading around $62,772 as of August 3, 2026, down about 1% on the day and roughly 3.9% over the prior week, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 33, or fear. The regulatory delay landed in an already soft tape rather than a euphoric one. The mechanics of the stay NASDAQ's options approval came through the SEC's delegated authority, the process where staff sign off on a rule change without a full commission vote. That path is efficient, but it is also reversible. Any party can petition the commission to review a delegated action, and if the petition is granted, the underlying approval is stayed until the commissioners decide the matter themselves. That is exactly what happened here. CME filed the petition, the SEC granted it, and the approval is now on hold. The August 24th deadline is for written statements, not for a final ruling. A decision could follow weeks or months after the record closes, depending on how the commission handles the briefing. Reading motive into a competitor's petition is guesswork, so treat it as such. CME runs its own Bitcoin derivatives franchise, including futures and options on futures, and a rival venue listing directly settled Bitcoin options would compete for the same institutional order flow. The filing has that commercial backdrop regardless of the legal arguments attached to it. A pattern of paused approvals. The SEC has used the review and stay tool before on crypto products, and the effect is consistent. A green light becomes a yellow one. Products that traders expected to launch on a set date instead enter an open-ended holding pattern. Listed options on spot Bitcoin matter, because they give large holders a regulated way to hedge and to write covered strategies against inventory, which is different from the leverage futures that already dominate crypto derivatives. For the desks that were staging around a NASDAQ listing, the immediate consequence is scheduling risk. Hedging programs built on a specific venue and a specific contract cannot go live against a state approval. That uncertainty tends to keep activity concentrated on venues that are already operating, which is the outcome an incumbent petitioner would find acceptable. There is also a signaling element. Each time a delegated crypto approval gets pulled up for commission review, market participants recalibrate how much weight to put on staff-level sign-offs. An approval is no longer a finish line if a single petition can freeze it, the read for spending and card users. This is a derivatives market story, not a payments one, and it does not change how any crypto card works today. The connection is indirect and runs through price. Regulated options give institutions cleaner tools to manage Bitcoin exposure, and deeper hedging markets tend to dampen the sharp swings that make a volatile asset awkward to spend from. That matters for anyone funding a card directly from a Bitcoin balance rather than from stablecoins. Wider, more liquid hedging venues can reduce the gap between the price you see and the price you actually transact at, though the effect is gradual and easy to overstate. Many users sidestep the question entirely by spending from stablecoin balances, where day-to-day price movement is not part of the calculation. For high balance holders in the United States, the arrival or delay of regulated Bitcoin options is more relevant to portfolio hedging than to the card in their wallet. The near-term takeaway is narrow. A product that had cleared staff is stayed, the commission will take written input through August 24th, and the timeline for U.S.-listed Bitcoin options on NASDAQ has moved from approved back to under review.